Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. It's so good to have you with me as we share the good things of the Lord. And as I was in prayer before coming on this broadcast, I felt in the Spirit there was a minister listening that And you're up in years and you feel that your best days are over. And there may be others that have been, maybe you don't have the actual title of a minister. You've maybe not been ordained, but you've been used in the church. And God has used you in the gifts of the Spirit. And you've had a mighty testimony and been able to share and pray with people. But you feel that anointing, you just feel that sense of dryness, and you've been in a difficult place, and you're crying out for the presence and the anointing of God. Well, I just feel the Lord wants to encourage you that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Every time that you've walked and thrilled in the anointing of God, you've known God's anointing, that anointing remains within you. He hasn't left. And you know what? It's not your ability or your eloquence or your knowledge of Scripture or your ability, persuasiveness and eloquence of speech. It's none of that. But it's the anointing of God. And He hasn't left you. Beloved, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And so I just want to pray right now. Father, you see your beloved, you see that one that feels that their best days are past, that they feel emptied and used up, and that there's just nothing more to give. Father, I rebuke that lie of the devil in the name of Jesus. Father, we are able ministers, all of us, of the gospel of reconciliation. And Lord, I believe even as Moses, we may not live to 120 years, but his eye was not dimmed. His natural strength was not abated. The same was true in Caleb's case. He was 80 years old when he went to Joshua and he said, "Give me my mountain." He was ready to possess it. And so, Father, I thank you not only for divine health and strength as our bodies age. Father, you said you would renew, fill our mouth with good things so that our youth would be renewed as the eagle. Father, I'm asking this right now. Those that are up in years, Father, give them that impartation, that renewal, that strength that they need. But most of all, Lord, give them that conviction, Lord, that they've not passed their time of usefulness, that their best years are behind them. But Lord, up until they take their last breath, until the time that that you will take us. Lord, we don't know the future, but we ask that we will be willing and obedient and fruitful servants. Those that stand in the courts of the Lord, they still be fat and flourishing, and even in old age. That's what your word says. So I release that, Father, right now to those who have been feeling just dried up and withered and not bearing fruit for you. Father, I take authority over that lie, and I praise you right now. It shall go in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off the anointed of God, and I release, Father, the peace of God and the joy of the Lord. Father, it's not us, it's you. Hallelujah. We don't have to strive and struggle and work after it. It's your anointing. So, Father, let it flow. Let it flow like a mighty river. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, God draws from the deepest seclusion and isolation, sometimes the weakest instrument by which he purposes to accomplish great things. And then when he's permitted them to glitter for a season with dazzling brilliancy on an illustrious stage, what does he do? He dismisses them again, sometimes to deepest obscurity. Remember John the Baptist? The Lord had this to say about him: there was none like him among the sons of men. He was great. He had such a high opinion of John. And what did John say? He said, "I must decrease that he may increase." God sometimes withdraws his servants from the field of battle Sometimes they just need some quiet time and time to refresh themselves in the Lord. But then He'll bring them back stronger and better armed. That's what God is doing. And thank God for those who are up in years. With the aged, there is wisdom, if he be found in the way of the Lord. And the young people may have the zeal. They've got the stamina. They've got the energy. But let me tell you, speaking from my own life, you know, when I was 19 and unsaved, I thought I knew there was all there was to know. The longer I walk with God, the more I understand how little I know and how what a small fragment, what a small part I have in God's beautiful plan. But it's a part, just like you and I are positioned by God in His body. You, beloved, have a part to play that no one else can do. No one else can accomplish. No one can take your place. You might think you or feel like you're just a dry bone thrown out in the field of burial. Your hopes might be exhausted, your cries, your prayers seemingly unheard. Your eyes seem to have lost the vision. But suddenly, with great power, God speaks. He speaks from on high. And a great work of God, beloved, is never accomplished by the natural strength of man. It is from among the dry bones. Remember Ezekiel's vision? God asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? They were all scattered. And a miracle, the wind of the Spirit came. Hallelujah. The breath of God. He said, prophesy to those dry bones. Beloved, in the Spirit, I'm prophesying to dry bones today. And out of the darkness and out of the dust of death, God is pleased to select the instruments through whom He designs to scatter over all the earth His light, His restoration, His life. Glory to God. Sometimes it seems we have to languish in the bed of affliction. Sometimes it's physical illness. Sometimes it's the deep, dark night of the soul. Sometimes there's such discouragement and oppression and depression. Sometimes in a place like that, God can get our attention and begin speaking into our spirits. You know, we have to come to know our weakness. We have to come to know our limitations before we could hope to gain God's strength. The natural strength and ability of man are always the greatest hindrance to the work of God and to God's working. Think about that. When we think we're strong, well, beloved, sometimes the Lord just has ways of letting us trip ourselves up, and then we get the real picture when we're lying down looking up. And we understand that it's not us. It's all about Jesus. Beloved, it's not about you. It's about Jesus. There has to be a deep dying out to self. Beloved, the cloud has moved. And it's moved often. And many people have followed that cloud. But now, beloved, there's a fire that's beginning to fall. Hallelujah. A fire of the Holy Spirit that cannot be put out. I remember years ago, there was a dear brother. He was an evangelist, a well advanced in years. He's with the Lord now, but he used to come into our services. And he gets so excited when Brother Glass would preach. And he would share. I literally, when he was later in a nursing home, I visited him, and he laid hands on me, and he said, "Just let it go." He said, "Let it go." He shared about when he would do tent meetings in the San Joaquin Valley, and literally there would be the fire of God would be seen. People called the fire department, and when the fire engine arrived and the fire chief came to him, and this dear brother, he says, "You can't put this fire out." He actually led him to the Lord, praise God. Well, the beautiful testimonies, the wonderful stories we hear of times past, of revivals past, it's the same God. God hasn't changed. And I want us to start believing for the cloud of God's presence. It may have been standing still, but His fire is beginning to fall. The presence of God is beginning to be manifest, tangibly experienced. And He's beckoning us to come into the most holy place. Oh, beloved, let's leave the outer court. Let's leave that mythical court. Let's come into the Holy of Holies. That veil has been rent. When Jesus died, the veil of the rent physically was torn, representing that now you and I, born again believers, children of the Most High, can come before the very throne of grace. We can come to receive that grace and that help in the time of need, where the Spirit of revelation can reveal the unveiled Christ in His glory, in His power, in His majesty. Oh, beloved, we haven't seen anything yet. The Spirit of the Lord is beckoning you, beckoning me, beckoning those whomsoever will to come and to experience that anointing that causes the yoke to be broken, to cause those who are captive to be set free, to cause those who are sitting in bondage to have their shackles drop off by the very power of God, the anointed Word of God spoken. Beloved, it's the Word of God in your mouth that will see the work done. It's a time for prayer warriors. It's a time for intercessors to come before the Lord and start blessing and start decreeing and start coming into the very purposes of God and speaking forth God's will in this hour and in this time. That is what God is asking of you and me. He's calling us forth to come and fulfill the very reason of our creation and the reason of our existence. Isaiah 43, in closing, verses 18 through 19, the word of the Lord spoken through the prophet says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do ye not perceive it? And shall ye not know it?" Shall we not know it, beloved? If you hearing with the ears of the Spirit, if your eyes have been anointed to see, you know that God has great things ahead, and He is going to redeem multitudes, those who are standing in the valley of decision. They shall be brought to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, all those who have ears to hear and a heart to understand. Oh, may we be part of that great company declaring the word of the Lord and the glory and the majesty of the unveiled Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank the Lord for His anointing. I thank the Lord for each of you. I thank you for the privilege of being able to minister His word. I invite you to write. If you have a prayer need, the announcer will give our contact information. I'll pray for you personally. Send back whatever God gives to bless your heart. And if you don't have a prayer need, you just let me know you're being blessed by the broadcast. I can appreciate that encouragement as well. I love you, and I pray faithfully for you every day. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.